It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today with a seeding update is production specialist Cassandra Kochik.
Pea and faba bean seeding is now wrapped up in the province. Soybean seeding started last week in the central and the northwest regions of Manitoba and some areas of the southwest. But overall, soybean seeding will be fully underway in those areas and other regions of Manitoba this week. And dry bean seeding has begun in some areas of central Manitoba, but seeding of dry beans will really get going toward the end of this week and into next week.
And with soybean seeding, swinging into full gear here shortly, do you have any tips for producers?
So in Manitoba, we have found that the soybean planting window is wider than originally expected, but cold soil of less than 14 degrees Celsius can delay emergence, and post-emergent frost can reduce plant sand. So a good rule of thumb is to plant within 2 weeks of the last expected spring frost date in your region. And this is hoping that the last frost will only occur while soybeans are still safe in the ground. Prioritizing seeding of other crops like peas, cereals, and canola is another good rule of thumb. And ensuring that the weather forecast will be relatively warm 24 to 48 hours after planting to avoid seed chilling injury is another good idea. Right now, it's mid-May, and the weather forecast is looking good across Manitoba, so I would say that this week is a good time to plant. We also recommend planting soybeans at a depth of 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches deep, accessing soil moisture if possible, and targeting a live plant population of 140 to 160,000 plants per acre.
Any tips for dry bean planting?
Dry edible beans are also sensitive to frost, which is why they're usually planted from mid to late May. Post-emergent frost damage can injure your dry beans and reduce plant sand, so it's good to be aware of that. The seeding depth range for dry beans is the same as soybeans, 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches deep, but the target plant sand will vary based on the market class and row spacing. So feel free to contact us or visit our website for more information. And I just wanted to add that farmers and agronomists can watch for the Bean Report email coming out on Wednesday to read more about these and other topics. And if you're not already signed up, you can do this at manitobapulse.ca.
Thanks, Cassandra. Cassandra Kochik is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.